Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets. Vince is not ready, he's putting a picture on Instagram.
I'm not putting it on.
On this week's episode, what have we got, Vincent?
Unlimited funds, and this week we are making an island.
These are probably my favourite episodes. Play the music. Oh, that's your line.
Play the music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast app and sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch.
What's this? He's trying to do it. I've done his legs a bit here because he can't.
No, I'm carrying on from where we left off last week. I've still got a bad knee, by the way. Most wow facts. In Sweden, parents are not allowed to name their children Metallica, Superman, Veranda, IKEA, and Elvis. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Just had an argument with a manager in McDonald's. What a clown. What's white and can't climb trees? A fridge. When eagles lose feathers, when a bald eagle loses a feather, it will automatically shed the same feather on its other side to maintain balance.
Oh, that's quite clever.
Yeah, I know. Charles Dickens had a pet raven, Grip the Knowing. He appeared in the novel Barnaby Rudge and inspired Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven.
So?
My grandfather races pigeons. I don't know why. He never beats them. Sometimes I use really big words which I don't understand to make me see more photosynthesis. I got thrown out of cinema for taking my own food yesterday. It's been ages since I've had a barbecue. Wait.
Right, going on with the episode.
Tom Sawyer was the first novel written on a typewriter. I ain't doing no more.
Going on with this week's episode. I switched off.
I've got absolutely nothing.
No, because these we don't have nothing for these.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Unlimited fun, building an island.
Oh, yes. I did make some notes.
Did you? I even got a bit of paper.
Do you know what my notes say?
Island.
I've done this a couple of
sand,
weeks ago.
Sea.
Yeah. You need a water source, once a week delivery from shore, no electric.
Well, that's that we've done. Yeah, I'll agree with every point.
Everyone.
See you later.
So we need an island. How big?
Right. I'm going to
make some notes.
Make some notes, but I'm going to
just gonna have a little recap.
Chuck some ideas at.
Right.
I would say if I'm making an island, I don't want no theme park on this island.
No, this is just an island.
I want this to be tranquility.
Right, so it's going to be in a Indian Ocean or something like that. It's going to be somewhere hot.
I want that really blue sea around it.
Yeah, that's like the Maldives and all that.
Not like, you know, like when it's almost like seafood.
Right, it's
sea.
A hot climate. Do you want a hot climate though, or do you want it?
I want nice weather, but I do want there to be some shade, because you can only handle too much.
So we've got location, somewhere hot-ish.
I would say somewhere...
We've got location. Indian Ocean or something. That's where the Maldives are and all that, innit?
Oh, and then we go with that.
So it's in the Indian Ocean, right? I'm writing this down. Where's my glasses?
But is that Indian Ocean the really blue one?
Yes, mate. Have you not seen the Maldives?
No, that's like Jamaica or somewhere is really blue. No, well, Caribbean.
Well, do you want the Caribbean then instead? But then you've got Arakans.
What's that?
Arakans. Tropical storms. You're going to get that anywhere.
Yeah, but it's our own little island. But the area. I just want somewhere with that blue sea. I don't care where.
Right, let's go Caribbean.
I want white sand, blue sea.
I think it's more Indian Ocean.
We'll go for Indian Ocean. I've never been Indian Ocean.
Indian Ocean. I'm only thinking of the picture of the Maldives and places like that. Goa and all that malarkey.
Yeah, okay.
They have all the old white sand and the clear crystal blue sea.
Okay, we'll go for there.
Right, Indian Ocean, size. How big are we having it? Because this is just... We've got a bit of land, right? Yeah. And we've now plopped into the Indian Ocean.
I'm saying 1 mile square.
1 mile square. Right. 1 m. Little two like that, isn't it? 1 mile square.
It is a square, but what I've never understood with that squareness.
Yeah. What, when you write it down?
Is the outline is 1 mile, isn't it?
Yeah, 1 mile square.
So if you walk around it, it's one mile.
Yeah. That's all right. That's enough, isn't it? Nah.
1 mile.
You're lazy.
So that's going to be...
So do it 2 mile.
Quarter of a mile from...
It's a quarter of a mile with what? 5 minutes to walk it.
Quarter of a mile, yeah. Yeah, that's quite a good size, I think.
Mile and a half.
No, because that's going to mess the numbers. Go for 2 miles square.
2 mile. Because that way, you've got half a mile walk.
Half a mile each corner.
Which is 7 minutes.
So it's four sides of it, say half a mile each corner.
Yeah, ten minute walk down to the sea.
Yeah.
And that way, if your house is in the middle of the island, you're going to have your house or whatever it is in the middle of the island.
Of course you are.
That way, if there's...
Then you've got a long walk to the sea, ain't you? I like to be on the beach.
Well, you'd have a beach house.
I'm going to... If
it's stormy, you live in the house in the middle. And if it ain't stormy, you live in a little up down on the seafront.
I'm thinking 2 mile squares might be a bit too big now.
1 mile. I've crossed out so much stuff for the recap.
One mile square.
1 mile square. Right, sorted.
And I'm thinking, I want right in the middle, lighthouse. That's where I stay.
Like, so the property, the building, is going to be a lighthouse.
Nah, a bit high in it. I don't like heights.
Exactly. Because if you're in a lighthouse, what about a lighthouse that's been squished? Just a round house.
Oh.
And is it going to be all sand all the way round?
You're going to need some.
You're
going to
need a bit of rock.
Shrubbery.
Shrubbery. Yes, I don't mean just sand. We've got to have shrubbery. You want palm trees. Palm trees are a given, a standard. But I think you've got to have some rock pool areas, just a few little ones dotted around, so you can get your crabs and your fish and all that.
Oh, no, but are you saying self-sufficient then?
No, I'm coming to that. On my notes it says, once a week delivery from shore.
I want one of them little wooden pier thing, jetty.
Little jetty? Yeah, yeah. So you've got to have... You wouldn't be able to have that out of the sand. You'd have to have a little bit of stability there. Yeah. So you'd have to have a little rocky area anyway. Yeah. Your own boat. But your own boat's your own entertainment. You get a delivery once a week or once a month from shore.
Well, all right, let's say we've got four sides of this island.
Yeah. One south, east and west.
Yeah. One side, pure sand, sea, no messing about, nothing.
That's the south beach.
Right, that's the south one. Is everywhere south going to be hot then? Is that just a thing?
Well, son, if you've got a south facing garden, yeah, it's worth about 10 grand more than a north facing garden.
Yeah, but everywhere they say they go south of France, go here, south, it's always hotter.
Near the equator, that's what.
All right, south.
South beach.
But then I'm going to chuck a curve.
Go on.
I reckon you also want a bit of a cooler beach as well, because you want to do water sports or you want kids to mess about.
So you'd go.
You want a north facing bastard.
So we'd have a south beach for sunbathing, north beach, water sports.
Water sports and stuff. You still want it to be hot, but you don't want to be, I can't even put my foot on the sand.
Yeah, north beach, water sports. East beach or west beach for the jetty?
No, the other two. Now, you've got two beaches here, one either end.
Yeah.
So you can choose that. One side is going to have to be a bit more like land, isn't it? Like concrete-y. So you can have, if you want, a little shop there.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a...
So sort of like a promenade.
A bit of a promenade, yeah. Right, so you can have your pier bit on there.
On the east or the west?
You know, like...
Choose one. Yeah, it could be the East Beach Pier.
You choose, because I don't know. I don't know.
Beach Pier.
But you know, like Monaco, when they have the Formula One there?
Yeah.
I would like it just a bit like that. Not too built up.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
But where you can have yachts there if you want.
Yeah, you could have a little... So the East Pier will have a little harbour.
Little harbour.
As you say, a couple of little
cats. Little coffee shop.
Yeah, coffee. Get some coffee. Yeah, East Pier. So what goes on the west side then? West side. What goes on the west side?
I reckon... The west side could just be skimming the Bermuda Triangle. So if you've had enough, you walk over to that and never come back.
Yeah, but we're in the Indian Ocean. It's the other side of the world.
Airport. Nah, you don't want an air.
Helipad. You've got to get there. Well, you'd have a boat though, wouldn't you?
What could you have?
You could have like a sort of a... No, you've got the commercial bit. You could have like a rocky... Little rocky fishing area, something like that. You could do some offshore fishing. So like just sort of rock... Not a beach as such. Like a shingle beach. You know, like Hastings. You'd have like a shingle beach there with a few bigger rocks or...
That beach is never going
to... No, that's the whole point. No, that's where you'd have to go there for sunrise. So you've got a beach you're going to for water sports, a beach you're going to for sunbathing, somewhere you're going for an arbour and a pier and this, that and the other. But what else can you have on a beach? What else can you do at the sea?
At like a Land's End, really. What could you have at a Land's End?
You'd have a tourist attraction then. No, because you've got to be there on your own.
Maybe it could be a bit cliffy.
Yeah, little cliffs.
Little cliffs?
Yeah, little cliffs. The view...
The view.
To watch the sunset. And it's West Beach. That's worked out
perfect. It's worked out like a master.
Oh, my God.
We'll take that.
West Beach, cliffs.
View.
West Beach, cliff. No, it's going to be called West Cliff.
West Side.
For the view. Right. So that's the geography of it. So on the island itself,
yeah,
we've said about an arbour, a coffee shop, little shop.
But how many people are you saying you want on this island at once? Because remember, you own this.
No more than... Well, see, with a pier and all that, that could be like a working harbour.
Yeah.
That could be like... So people would pop in... And dock there for the day. They'd have nowhere to stay. You can't stay there, but they would come. You can have a little bit of touristy, but not too many.
So you're saying people can come for the day, but they can't sleep?
No. It's not an hotel. We're not a tourist board. This is my island. Yeah, I don't mind if people pop along and you're sitting there or you're doing your jet ski and someone goes, all right.
Just copied one of them things Branston's got?
Probably, yeah.
He's got one of his own little islands, hasn't he?
Mecca, isn't it? Is it called Mecca?
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, so you can turn up for the day.
Because you've only got so much room for all the yachts in the harbour. It's not a big harbour, mate. The island's only a mile square.
Working in your little shops, where they staying?
No, they travel in every day.
They're travelling in?
They commute. The mainland's only half hour away.
But you want some people there. You want some sort of... Well, if you're there on your own and you've got all these brilliant facilities, you're going to get someone like pirates to...
No, you've got security patrolling. You're only half hour from the mainland, isn't you?
I want to be... So, you know, it's a bit of the Indian Ocean, but it's just controlled by the British.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to know... I just want the British to control it.
We should have HMS Belfast moored up.
Yeah, I'd just trust that more. I'd like to still be a bit like Gibraltar still. Still owned by the British government.
A little bit independent.
But still owned by the British... Still want the Queen to be the Queen on
HMS
that
Belfast
island.
Is there then. Protect us.
We do. You need something.
That'd do a lap. Off at a distance,
yeah.
It'd do a lap every day.
You just
day.
Want a bit of... Because I don't want to be
mate,
stranded.
We've got money. No, we've got money to burn here. Yeah. So we can afford to have HMS Belfast doing a lap and we'll pay the sailors on it like 50 nugs a day or whatever. How much
I'm sure
they
get? Probably get more than...
Yeah, we can afford it. We've got unlimited funds, remember? Yeah,
but so we have like a vessel that's maybe retired Navy people that are looking to get back into work.
The vessel's retired.
Is it?
Yeah.
So we're bringing that out of retirement, and every or Katie Sark or something, and they just do a lap.
Katie Sark.
They
just a wooden frame.
They just do a lap.
A lap of the island.
Yeah, we'll have that.
So no pirates are getting in, mate. Because remember, it's only a mile, so to do a lap, probably, even if it takes them an hour,
yeah,
no one's going to land on the North Beach when they're on the South, because we see them when we're on the jet skis.
Yeah, let's not think of badness, because I'm starting I don't want to go to this island. Right, so
you need what you're going to live in. You're going to have just like a villa or a straw hut, or what you're going to have? What we're going to sort of live in?
I think I want some stability.
Yeah, because if what, like a brick house.
Yeah, because it could rain, or
you're going to get some monsoons and all that malarkey.
Yeah, and I would want a safe house in case anyone attacks. Why go back?
Something bad happened to you today. Has someone been stalking you?
Next week's episode's destroyed me.
What's next week?
Doctor fucking who?
I bet I've still got a bad knee.
Yeah. Right, so I'll have a safe. You know what, like the room, like the safe house?
Yeah, like in that film.
Let's be positive. Why are we going bad?
I don't know. Right, yeah. Right, so we've got an house. It's made of brick so it don't get ruined by a monsoon.
Yeah.
We're never going there, are we?
Nah. I've scared myself off.
We enjoyed the theme park and the restaurant and the house. This island,
this
mate.
One I'm not.
Step too far.
Well, let's go back to niceness. So the beach is going to be pure
white. So when you get up in the morning, you've got up in the morning, yeah, and you're standing there totally naked.
I want
a little stroll.
How about on the island, one vault, only about nudist?
Well, but yeah, I'm never wearing clothes, mate.
Because you own it.
I'm never wearing clothes. And there's no tourists.
All you do if you do it in, have to wear a coat, little dressing gown.
You have a little sarong, don't you? Little sarong. But the only time you'd have to wear clothes is when you're doing the old jet ski and all the water sports and all that. Because you get some of that water spray up on them lads, mate. Oh,
yeah, that's it? Spraying up.
That's why they wear wetsuits when they go scuba diving. And yeah, so that them things don't burrow through the Elmo.
You don't want to be on that thing, like legs open on the jet ski.
Yeah, exactly. Or, it'd be like that parachute thing, wouldn't it? With a willy.
Yeah, you need, yeah, it will.
Because Bev's nephew went jet skiing the other week. He didn't have a wetsuit on. He'd done it in shorts. He's got a rash all up his leg.
Yeah,
when the water sprayed up against his legs.
Yeah, it's like, it can rip your skin.
Of course it can.
Well, people say that do a high jump and say, and the water can be like landing on concrete.
Yeah, I know. If you don't land right, that's why you have to land like that, don't you?
Yeah, you do the old...
Going like a torpedo. Belly. It can kill you.
Yeah,
it can kill you. If you fall from a great height into water, I mean, our cliffs won't be very high on the...
Metre?
Huh?
Metre?
Yeah, 8 foot. 8 foot. So it's good enough to dive off.
8 foot? Yeah, yeah. Rock jumpers, see 8 foot, they're kicking you in the nads.
No, but we're not going to have rock jumpers there. We're going to that beach for the sunset.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember? So you'd have all your telly in your house, however sturdy your house is.
Because I still want telly and I want my...
Yeah, you've got to have a telly.
I don't want internet and all that.
No, I did write no electricity.
Nah, not having that.
Why? Did I write... Right, you need a water source and no... Why have I got Lego head?
Legohead, is it?
A water source.
Legohead, if you're still listening, give us a little message.
Water source and no electric. You need a water source, right? But you're going to have that. You're going to have taps in your house. Someone, when you're building this island, a plumber's coming along. We'll get Jack to do it, my nephew.
Yeah.
And he's going to run a pipe from your toilet and all that, all the way under the island, under the sea, over to the mainland. So you're going to have fresh water all the time.
What?
No, I'm not getting out of a well.
How about this? So we've got a big lump in the middle now we're not really doing much with, haven't we?
Well, it's where the house is.
Yeah, but your house ain't going to be so big. Let's just say you've got a big lump in the middle.
Yeah.
Maybe this gets split in half.
What gets split in half?
This, the square in the middle.
Yeah.
Or it gets separated. There's a part. One part you've got...
Crazy golf.
One part you've got...
Swimming pool.
No, you've got the... What is a swimming pool? You've got four bits of...
Oh, yeah. Tennis court.
You've got...
Snoopy tape.
You've got a house with all electric, everything in it. The other little bit, zero.
What do you mean the other little bit?
So if you want, you can go Bear Grylls, go to the other little bit of house.
Oh, so after the house, well, you could just have a button that you'd press in, wouldn't you? It's like designing an house again.
And you've got a little bucket to get the water and all that.
You'd have no electric all day, and then at night you try and have no electric, just torches and in the sconces and all that. But no, then if you're getting scared, light on.
Yeah, but I could do that at home now. I'm never going to do it, am I?
Oh, yeah.
And neither you are.
No, that's true.
You ain't going to sit there with a candle, no telly on, just going because I've got.
Yeah, but if you're on an island, it's a bit different. How do you get electricity there? I don't know. You'd have a generator.
Yeah, but you're probably going to have your family there with you. You're not going to be going mental if you're sitting there with a candle trying to play I Spy.
I Spy. Be watching the sunset and going to bed. They'd be knackered from all the day's shenanigans. Nude sunbathing, jet skiing, scuba diving.
Like for kids and some people, seeing the sunset, the jet ski and everything, that's like a week's worth of day, and they're thinking they've had a good holiday. After that, they want to go back to sitting on their computers.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'm not going to allow it. No Wi-Fi. You can have a landline phone.
Because I'm thinking of having...
We're going to have a big telegraph pole in the middle in the island, didn't we, for the electric and the phone.
I want 4G. I don't want to be messing about with that H star plus or E. I want the 4G. I don't want no
E. He wants a 4G signal on his phone, not E.
I don't want that E. I mean, we got that at work. I really love my phone at the wall with that.
Yeah, that's gone better now, though, isn't it?
It's gone better. Someone's
I noticed that the other day. Vodafone have even moved the satellite.
Even where we are here now, we're chaining a stone throw from where we work. It's 4G again.
Is it?
Yes, look at your phone. I bet it says 4G.
Oh, I said 4G.
Does it? Yeah, I want 5G on island.
6?
8G.
Time we build it, it'll probably be on about 12.
How many years do you reckon it'll be before they're saying, like, 6G?
I don't even know what 4G means.
No, I don't know what none of them mean, but do you reckon it will be a...
I don't even remember 3G. Yeah, we did have 3G.
There was 3G.
There weren't two, though.
There weren't a two.
There weren't a two or a one. There was 2G. There was 3G.
There wasn't a 1G either, was it?
There was 3G and
4G.
What's
the G stand for?
Gibbs.
I bet he don't. What's the G?
Gold.
Four gold.
Four bars of service. I don't know. Email to randomsheets at gmail.com.
Carry on talking because it's going to drive me mental.
Right, so we're arguing about whether we should or shouldn't have internet. I don't want it, you do. Are we ever going to be on here at the same time? Because
I'm
just thinking if we're nude. I don't want to see your
what does
knob.
The G stand for on 4G?
Hey, don't probably phone.
Ask Google.
Oh, no, it's got 4G.
G in 2G. There must have been a 2G.
Now. Oh, I don't remember that.
Stands for generation.
Fourth generation. Yeah, because you get an iPod sixth generation and all that.
Yes, generation.
Generation. But I still don't know what that means for your phone signal.
So you're going to have...
Have you got any signal? Yeah, I've got fourth generation.
That's what we need. We need to start saying that. You've got signal fourth... Yeah.
I've got fourth generation.
Fourth generation.
Because when you go on holiday and all that, you're like... Oh, I ain't got 4G. Oh, if I move to this end of the caravan, I've got fourth generation.
You need to start
saying it. I'm
saying
it all the time. This week's episode, fourth generation.
Fifth generation. How long do you give it before there's fifth generation? What's a generation? 10 years?
I don't know.
It's a century.
No, a generation is like, 15 years, is it?
No,
so if someone in their 40s and someone in their... If someone's 41 and someone's 31, is that two separate generations?
Nah, because that's like me and
you. Do you not think?
We're in the same generation.
Yeah, that's true. So 20 years then, maybe. Because that's from child to adult.
Yeah, man and boy, isn't it?
I don't know what generation... I don't think there is an actual figure.
Should we have a Google? Should we ask Google?
Ask Google. This episode's called Ask Google.
What am I asking?
How many years is a generation?
How many years is a generation?
Oh, pardon me.
It's found it, the boy.
It's found it.
The average age of mothers...
What?
Roughly 25.5 years per generation.
25 years... Point four. So we weren't far out when we said about 20.
Yeah, you said.
Because if you're born and someone's 25, when you're 25, when someone was born, if you hear them talking now, like from when you was 25, it's a totally different set of tele programs, technology, music, things in the world. Things go on in different generations. It's like Max's generation, who's a lot younger than mine. I'm 45.
He's in a different generation.
He doesn't know anything about like 9/11 and things like that.
Of course he does.
Do you know what I mean? Princess Diana and all that malarkey.
But when they listen to it, that's like history for them. But
that's history for them, yeah.
That ain't history for you, is it?
No, the 60s is history for me.
Yeah, exactly. World War I's history for me.
Exactly. World War II.
Yeah, exactly.
World War II and on.
Gulf War.
There's been two of them. Yeah. In my generation, there's been two. People try to put us down, talking about my generation, just because we... Get around.
Is that a Kiss, Kink?
Who?
The Who, that's it.
The Who. Who said that?
Who are you?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Is that the
I
who?
Really want to know.
Is that The Who?
Yeah, I'm CSI in it when I should have to do my dance.
Ah.
So we're not going to settle on a 4G. Right, so when I go to the island, I'm not having fourth generation.
I'm having...
And I'm not having electricity either.
Oh, so we have a switch, a Vince and Adam switch.
Yes, yes.
But not a switch, just a nugget.
What do you mean a nugget on the wall? It's shaped of a chicken nugget.
One nag.
Yeah, a nad just hanging.
What's that nad for? What's that nad for?
Flick it, see what happens. All lights go out.
Everything goes... You know what, I reckon, after... You give it all the big one, but after two visits, someone says, your turn to go to the island again. Vincent, you're going to be like, nah, the bad leg.
Shut up!
Because you won't want to go.
Why not?
Because you've got no food there, no water, no electricity.
Take it with you, and there's a boat. You get HMS Belfast.
Well, you could just take there a book and sit and watch the sunset.
No, there's a million and one things to do. Keep yourself. I'll have telly.
No, if you have an electric, you can't have a telly.
I'm electric, innit? Yeah.
You can't just know. I'll take a book. Pick and choose what electrical products.
Mate, how long do you think I'm going to be going there for? I'll probably do 2 weeks. I could do 2 weeks, no electric. Easy. Easy, I could.
When have you done 2 weeks?
A dream come true.
Yeah, once.
No, I'm a telly addict. Yeah. I'm a telly addict.
Oh. So, welcome back. We're back in the room. We had
Intruders.
So we was building an island. I can't recap because it's been half an hour.
We've had a half an hour pause and we've lost. Why didn't we just listen back?
Because it's another half hour.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So we built an island.
We was talking about the house. Oh, I was saying I'm not going to have fourth generation
Wi-Fi.
So you said it's going to be a little testicle that you flick.
Yeah.
To turn the lights on and off. I said I can handle not having the telly for about 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks, then you're done. You want telly back.
About 2 weeks, yeah. Just had a couple of books, and you.
I said, join us next week for Doctor Who.
is the island going to have a name? So when you're looking on a globe, sweaty my handies.
I'm thinking
Mecca.
Mecca. It's got a ring to it, innit?
No, that's what Richard Branson's called.
How about the Virgin Islands?
No, it's rubbish. It's already there.
How about Ireland?
The island.
Just Ireland.
Ireland. Yeah, because we had nine.
No, Ireland's already been taken in.
Oh, Ireland. Oh, Ireland. That's Ireland. It's not Ireland, I-S-L-A-N-D.
How about... Yeah, we just call it the island.
The island.
How about...
What about no space, though? The island. Not the island. The island. The island. And it'll become a word, then. The island. What's your nationality? I'm a Thiel. A Thiel? I'm from the island.
Oh, hold on, because we've still got 5 minutes left, 10 minutes, whatever is left this episode. Are we going to have our own language?
Yeah.
No, that's what it's...
Oh, I've got to bring Ivan back to the studio! My name is Ivan, I have been retired for some time, and I thought I would come back to say welcome
to all
of our... He's
got a different accent,
Russian Federation listeners, thank you for listening. My name is Ivan, and we know we are very big. I can't remember how I do the voice. It was like
your
this.
Your jaw is sideways.
It was like this, and it's to say hello to all my Ukrainian friends and Russian friends, because they are third on the list of countries that listen to the two random shows.
I think Brazil was up there the other day.
Because of me.
I can't do a Brazilian accent.
It was down there, weren't it?
I've changed Ivan's voice. I'm going to have to listen. But I can't remember how I used to talk.
It's got a twinge of it, but not the full
over. I can't remember. My name is Ivan.
Do you remember I was the Ted?
We have memories. We have gone so off track that it's the worst time pause in the history of any podcast ever. I might delete this and go back to the beginning and start all over again.
Do you know,
it'd be a totally
unlimited
different island.
Funds are my best episodes, and that was going well until an arsehole come in the office.
Come in the office or come in the studio?
Or studio.
Come in the studio.
Have you got the gim? We do a studio. No, you ain't got
it. No, you told me not to bring the gim.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to do a recap of what we've got for our island.
Did you make notes with you?
I wanted a little recap so we could look back to our island. We have an island called The Island. No space. The Island. No space.
That ain't selling it to me. I might just quit.
All right, it's going to be called something else in a minute. The something else in a minute island.
I might just call it Island.
It is like
Island Tonk.
Tonk. Just call it Tonk.
Yeah, Tonk.
Tonk.
Tonk. Take the K off. Tonk.
Tonk.
I'll take the ends off as well, too. Oh.
Tonk.
Tonk.
Toh. T-O-H. Toh.
Yeah, was it? T-O-H.
Toh.
Toh.
I'm writing that down. Toh.
Toh.
The island of Toh in the Indian Ocean. It's got 4 beaches. It's
what's
got
that, what's our colony of choice?
A what? Colony?
My English ain't too good. What's
what, our food?
I speak Toh.
I speak Toh.
Yeah, what's our nationality dish? Are we going to have a football team?
You're going to have Toh in the World Cup.
It's one
and
of the
Olympics. When we do the Olympics, you're carrying the flag. I'm the only athlete, but I'm in. That's it. You know when you get the countries come
through.
You do
get two people.
Yeah, well, some of them just have one flag bearer and he's waving at the same time.
Tom.
Yeah, Tom. And coming through now, because who would we be after? ST. So, Tasmania would be up there.
No, that's a state,
isn't it? No, then Trinidad and Tobago, and then it'd be.
Yeah.
And here come Tom. And here's Adam and Isval. It is about, oh, and he's on crutches.
And it'd be like the chef.
He's on crutches.
It'd be Ivan, won't it?
Yeah, I said, oh, I'm from Tom. I defected. From Russia to Top.
So we'd have football. We'd be one of them football teams where you have to play like 90 games to qualify for the World Cup qualification.
Yeah, we lose every game 18-0. And our stadium has only got like 6 seats.
No, it'd be on the beach, two coats.
Yeah, it'd be like beach soccer. And we'd be really good at bobsleigh.
Oh, we
or
would,
skiing or something like that.
There would be something. Yeah,
there'd be something we'd be really good at. Podcast.
It'd be like, what could it be like?
It'd be something random. You would like lumberjacking, chopping down trees.
Yeah, because you do see these events where there's like, you know, that island discovery, like two people come in.
Yeah.
They'll win the gold in one of
the events. Of course they will. Of course they will. And that's what we're going to be top of the game for that, mate.
They ain't sending
it'd be like air hockey or something like that. Yeah, because we ain't got no electricity.
Yeah. Really,
it just become like, a master at it.
And here comes their speciality from Tom.
From Tom.
Gold medal to Tom.
So on the island.
What's
of
the national anthem we can have?
Tom. It wake up in the morning and da da da. Bring out the podcast, half asleep. That's our national anthem.
Well, but we'll have to change it to Welcome to Tom.
Yeah. You only wear the word to random Tom.
Tom. This episode called Tom.
Yeah, Tom. This week's episode, Tom. The island of Tom.
I'm going to go on Urban Dictionary. We're going to put.
What is the culinary dish of choice?
I'm going to say, just might as well have Tom.
The national dish of Tom is Tom.
Like with Eurovision contest.
No, it has to be T-O-H. It'd be tomato, olives and ham.
That's a boring old nationality.
Oh, are you thinking something? T-O-H. Right.
We'll be in the Eurovision. Here comes a contestant from Tom.
Tom. The Eurovision. Tom, we'll be singing your song.
Tom.
Tom. Contestant from Tom.
Where else do countries have?
Flags. What are we going to have on our flag?
Oh, we just have to have
serve some vape cloud.
But I want a picture, but in the middle of it, I just want to say, Tom.
Tom. Yeah, we'll have our name in case people forget.
Little Union Jack in the corner, Tom.
Yeah, little vape cloud.
Tom.
No one's got a vape cloud as their.
Yeah, but it ain't even Tom, it's Tom.
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 Yeah, Tom. I don't know, we'd have to come up with our design for the flag. Like, national anthem. Monetary units will be called a Tom. ten Tom to a pound.
Have you got a Tom on yet?
Yeah, you've got like, a Tom on our phone.
Everything Tom. So when you walk down the aisle, all you're hearing is Tom, Tom,
yeah.
Tom, Tom.
Yeah, that's ten Tom, please. That's like, ten Tom is a pound.
So when on Wall Street, you're now doing our Tom.
Yeah, so we've got our own financial index. We've got a big aerial.
And it's on the rise, Tom.
We've got a big aerial, and Tom, as its monetary unit has gone down to 9 Tom a pound. When they do the financial report in the morning, and a dollar is worth 1.65, and a euro is 94, yeah. And the Tom is 9.
Tom.
Tom. So you've got monetary units, we've got culinary
dishes. Everything's called Tom.
Flag. And everything's a Tom. Where are you going for Tom?
And people won't know that's a shit.
When are you coming back for Tom? Yeah, when are you coming back for Tom? Oh, about half past Tom.
That's your best moment.
Half past Tom.
So you say, oh, you say to someone, what are you doing tonight, my Tom? Then I'm going to Tom. Tom.
I'm going to go and see Tom. Get some Tom on the way back from Tom. And then finish off with a Tom.
You get a message from the missus, won't you say? on the way from Tom, pick up a Tom.
You could just have a message and say Tom.
Pick up a Tom on your way home.
Yeah, I won't, because I ain't got 4G.
Yeah, I'll have four Tom.
When it getting Tom. The sun's gone down. Let's go and watch the Tom.
I'm sweating.
The Tom's gone down. Let's go and watch the Tom.
My nad smells Tom.
It's going to be Tom. He's sitting beside him. It's being called Tom. So anyway, the little rundown. Rundown. On Tom in the Indian Ocean. There's a South Beach. There's a South Beach for sunbathing. A North Beach for water sports. It's not what you think. An East Pier, where we're going to have a little arbour and a little bustling little town. West Cliff for the sunset.
Yeah.
HMS Belfast patrolling. Adam's going to have fourth generation. I'm not fourth generation.
All I'm thinking is Tom.
Yeah, and everyone will just say Tom for everything. We'll be in the Olympics doing lumberjacking, chopping down trees.
Yeah.
And we'll have a football team that's never going to qualify. And England will come over for a friendly once every 9 years.
Yeah, it'll be like 19-0. But yeah. I'm playing.
Of course I'm playing. We'll have to get some other Tom in.
You just play, don't you? You just say,
we'll just get them in off HMS Belfast.
You just come on like the 92nd minute. Here comes a... But it's
Val, he's on his crutches.
Called, what are you called if you own an island? Well, you ain't like the president. What are you to be?
Tom.
You'd be king, wouldn't you, then?
Well, it depends if you're a republic or not.
Or like the prince. Like the prince of... You'd be like, and here comes the prince of Monaco. Here comes the prince of Tom. Yeah. Coming on the 92nd minute.
Oh, he's broke his ankle.
And you know they would all have to pass you, so you score.
No, I can't stand up, mate. And I have to be on crutches.
No, but you know when they do it when someone comes on?
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be past it and they'll be like, oh, I can't get him. And you're running down like this.
Be their first ever international goal. And I'll bust my knee up as I'm celebrating. So quick, call me a
Tom. You'd be in goal, wouldn't you? Because you're the national goalkeeper of choice.
I'm Tom, number one. That's what they sing in the crowd. Tom, number one. Tom, number one.
There'll be like quiz books. Who's been the only goalkeeper for Tom 17 years? Vince.
Tom.
Vince Tom.
Tom, correct.
Right, join us next week for more fun and games, because I'm sweating. I need
some air. It's really, really hot. That episode lasted 9 hours and is recorded for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Toh. So, yeah, Island of Toh. We've said everything's on it.
Come and visit us on Toh.
See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast app and sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch two random sheets. They live their lives on the road just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to watch two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just the jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards, when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to wipe, the only way to wipe.